trust you'll give your attention to the Word of God. He's got a different.
Well, we all say it's good to be here.
Yep.
We could have been in the hospital.
Right.
We could have been in hell today.
Yep. Yep.
Let's think about where we're sitting.
Right, brother.
Yeah.
He's making us sit together in heavenly places.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. So you don't get no better than this.
Right. Right.
Family reunions don't compare to this.
Right.
I ain't saying nothing against that. But really, when we get together, we're all the family of God.
Yes.
And it is good to be here. And I appreciate the Lord being good to me.
Me too.
Yeah. Kevin made mention today's my birthday. I know I look a lot older, but I'm only 84. Been around a little while.
Yeah, brother.
If I live till tomorrow, it'll be my 54th anniversary of preaching.
Praise God.
And started to finish.
Amen. Yep.
And I didn't start to quit.
Stay on, brother.
I felt like it a lot of times. I'll be honest about it.
Yep.
If you've been on it over a day, you probably feel like sometimes too. But Lord, He knows what He's doing when He calls folks.
Oh, yes.
And I appreciate getting to preach.
Yeah, brother.
And I appreciate my pastor for allowing me here to preach. And I'm telling this, and I'm not saying this boasting. Don't nobody take me wrong. I preached last Sunday up in Burksville, Kentucky. And I've never asked when they call me, and I don't know them. I've never asked them yet what size church you got.
Right, brother.
I'll find that out when I get there.
Yep.
But I got there and there was three people. So I was there. And we sung two or three songs. My wife sung a couple of songs. And the Lord blessed me to preach a while.
Oh, yeah.
And still, see, that's for, the Bible said where two or three are gathered together.
Right, preacher.
Yeah, sometimes we ain't careful, and I'm glad we ain't got no numbers on the board.
Right.
Now, that can be discouraging.
Yep.
And if we look at the crowd, we can get discouraging.
Yep.
Jesus said, look unto me.
Hey. Yep.
We'll look toward Him.
Yep.
Look around us, we'll get discouraged.
Right.
Look behind us, we'll get defeated.
Yeah.
We'll look up.
Yep.
We can get encouraged. The Lord's laid a message on my heart today, and I'm just going to give you what the Lord give me.
Amen.
And I hope it's a help to you and a blessing to you. And I want to be a help to people if I can.
Yes, preacher.
Let me say this. When I was in revival week before last down West Fentress, several folk from Amazing Grace come down and be with us, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
That made it a lot easier for me to preach.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you that come, and the prayers of you probably didn't get to make it. And Lord saved a man in that meeting.
Yes, preacher.
And he was from up in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
He didn't know nothing about this kind of worship.
Right, brother.
And he come, he sat and he listened. He was a Catholic. And I didn't know that. I just preached what God gave me every night. He went to the pastor about the middle of the week and told the pastor. He called me an old man. I didn't like that too well, but he said, that old man getting to me. Said, I need to get saved. It wasn't me that got to him. It was I was preaching about that got to him. And the Lord got a hold of him in that meeting. And the last night of the service, he came to the altar. And I heard him praying. And he said he got saved. And I wonder why the Lord used me like he did down there that week. But it was for that old man. With all my heart, it was for him.
Yep.
And he got to hear. He's an old fella. Probably like me, don't have much longer here. And now he's got a better place to go. I mean, it's worth it, folks. Looking back, I'm looking back on my journey. It's been worth it. It's been worth it. Maybe sometimes, and when I first started preaching, times are different then. It wasn't nothing going revival and see 8 and 10 people get saved in a week's time. I remember when it got down to 3 or 4, and I was getting discouraged. Somebody said, what kind of meeting do you have? Well, I only had 3 or 4. Yeah. Then it just got down to kind of getting nobody to get saved. But every once in a while, still, the Lord gives, it's worth it.
Hey.
See, the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe.
Yeah. Right.
Now, he didn't say foolish preaching.
Right.
It ain't about us. Paul told Timothy, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. He said, preach the word.
Yes.
Preach the word. It's the word of God that'll get folks.
Yep.
If that don't get it, hamburgers and hot dogs certainly won't get it. So if, when they get in by hearing the word of God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, get born again, thank God they go to heaven when it's over with. Have your Bible, if you would, turn to the book of St. John, chapter 8. St. John, chapter 8. We'll read a few verses of Scripture, give you the thought the Lord's laid on our heart. In verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever.
Yes.
If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Right.
He knows what he said. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you.
Yes.
I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. He answered him and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. You may be seated. I'm going to preach today there in verse 36, where Jesus, he was speaking here to some Jews. And they was boasting the fact that they were the seed of Abraham.
Yep.
They was trusting in that.
Yep.
Just because they came from the seed of Abraham,
go ahead, preacher,
they thought that was good enough to get them in. And but Jesus says that if the Son, therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Yeah.
You know, we say sometimes he set us free. You know, we sang that song, but really that's not scripture.
That's right.
I mean, nowhere did he say that. He said, and there's difference in setting something free and making something free. When you make something, that means you started from the beginning. Let that sink in. If you set something free, it's already like that.
Right.
So he made us free. Whom the Son has made free, he's free indeed.
Yes.
In other words, he's free from that.
Yeah.
I'll preach today on some things that we're free from.
Hey.
I'm glad today that I'm free from some things.
Yes.
Christ, see, we got liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, when I say liberty, I don't mean we've got the freedom to get out here and just live in sin.
Preach.
That's the reason why he told them there, you know, if you continue in these things. ETH means just keep on doing that. And just keep on that. So here he's made us free. I'm glad of some things I'm free from. First of all, we're free from the law.
Amen.
Ain't you glad for that? We're free from the law. Christ fulfilled the law. Let me say this. And I've been studying on this last couple of days, and I'm just going to give you what God gives me. Brother, we're free from the law. Now, the law was good.
Yep.
And the law was holy in its time. But the law, some Bible said what the law could not do, and that it was weak in the flesh. God sending forth his Son in the likeness of sin for the flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that we may be made the righteous of God in him. So you see, the law, my friend, could not redeem lost humanity. I'm glad, my friend, he got himself under the law. We're not living under the law today. I'm glad that God got freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel sorry for these people that think they're still under the law. Christ came to fulfill the law. And when you get born again, the Bible said that the law was given that make man knowledge of his sin. And the Bible also said, my friend, that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And after faith has come, those that after faith has come, we're no longer under the schoolmaster. I'm glad for that. We're not under the law. We don't have to try to keep the law. Brother, we'd be in a bad shape if we try to keep the law today. I'm just going to preach what God gave me. I'm real sorry for these Seventh-day Adventists. My friend, they think that they're keeping the law. If you try to justify yourself by the deeds of the law, Paul said you're falling from grace. Ain't that what he said? The words are all under the grace dispensation. But everybody's not in grace. And listen, if you try to justify yourself by anything, then the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, God can't help you. It's Him and Him alone. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I've been made free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God when He saved me, He made me free. Hallelujah. Got a new birth, new person, and made free in Him. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Ain't nothing law no more. No, sir. I mean, folks try to keep it, and they broke it before they got there.
Yes, preacher.
You studied the law. You couldn't go over a Sabbath day journey. Ain't that right? Most of them live a lot further away from the church than that. Can't tell me they broke it before they got there. You couldn't keep the law. They couldn't keep it. You can't keep it. I can't keep it. But Christ kept it for us. I say, hallelujah. Thank God. Listen, He took the handwritings and the ordinances that was against us and nailed them to His tree. I say, hallelujah for a Savior like we've got today. Glory to God. I'm free from the law.
Me too.
Amen. The law will never get me. Made us free.
Yep.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yep.
You get the new birth. Just like these little babies they bring here.
Yep.
I mean, you can't bring up ones that's born this year. You can't bring up nothing against them that happened last year.
That's right.
They weren't here last year. Glory, that'll make you more shout. I mean, listen. I mean, Christ has made us free. God, listen, made us free. Listen, from the law. The law, my friend. Thank God, listen. Christ fulfilled it at Calvary. Thank God I'm free in Him. Glory to God. I've got freedom to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I say hallelujah. Free from the law. Oh, let your law, folks, try and keep it. You can't keep it.
No, you can't.
No. Listen, Christ did. He's my all in all.
Yes. Right.
I'm going to heaven. Listen, I'm going to heaven on what He's done for me. Thank God He paid the sin price.
Yes.
Thank God saved me that night. Showed me 59 years ago. I'd like to think about that. Hallelujah. It's worked 59 years. Thank God it'll get me all the rest of the way. Thank God never asked for nothing else. Thank God I got enough that night to get me from here to there. Hallelujah for Him. Glory to God. I'm free from the law. That makes people shout. Just think about it. We got up this morning. We didn't have to go get a lamb.
Right. Right, preacher.
You didn't have to do any works.
Yep.
All you had to do is just take a shower, put you on some clothes, get in the car, come to the house of God.
Yep.
You couldn't do that under the law.
Right.
I'm preaching while God leads me.
That's good, brother.
Hey, God, you couldn't do that.
Right.
Hey, man, there's things you had to go through and do. Oh, ain't you glad the Lord said, where two or three of you gather together, I'll be there. Thank God, I feel Him here this morning. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad He's faithful unto His word today. I'm free from the law. Glory to God. Know that I'm free from condemnation.
Amen. Boy, thank God.
Ain't no condemnation. People try to condemn somebody. Oh, He said, who is he that condemneth?
Yes.
It's Christ that died. He rather risen again, sat the right hand of the Father, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect.
Yes.
Thank God, you can't do it, but we belong to Him. There ain't nobody, thank God, no law or anything, not if He can lay anything to the charge of God's people. He owns just lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes.
Thank God, we're His. He's taking care of us. I say hallelujah.
Hey.
Paul's in the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now.
Now, preacher, thank God.
See, if things be all right when it gets to Him, preacher, yeah, it will. It's still all right now.
That's right. Yep.
It is therefore now. That's present time.
Yep.
No condemnation.
Yep.
To them which in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Not in a Baptist church.
Right, preacher.
No condemnation. Oh, I like it. I like it, 8th chapter of Romans. It's always been one of my favorites. As brother pastor said the other night, I've been standing for years. Starts out with no condemnation, and it winds up with no separation.
Yes.
He said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Who can do it, he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. You ought to be thankful. There ain't no condemnation in God's people. We say, preacher, we're not perfect. No, but what you're looking at, going to the cemetery and not to heaven. Thank God, that inward man, you can't say, hallelujah to God. Get out of here someday, going home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Oh, that makes me want to shout. No condemnation. Oh, listen. Who is he that condemneth? Christ that died.
Right. Right, brother.
It's all his work.
Yes.
Don't try to meddle in it.
Right.
Don't try to help him out with things.
Right.
He don't need no help from you and me. He said, he who by himself purges our sins. He didn't need no help saving nobody. He don't need no help from me. Try to help him save me. I couldn't even help him. I just now bowed that night. Thank God, just helpless as helpless could be.
Yes.
And he did the rest of it. Thank God. Wow, I feel good this morning. Thank God to know. Ain't no condemnation in that inner man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The outward man, listen to me. The outward man. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, it plunged the whole human race into depravity.
Right.
And that outward man's been doomed ever since then.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. There ain't no redemption for the outward man.
Go ahead, preacher.
Is that right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's why we've got cemeteries.
Hey.
Going to take us out someday, put him in the ground. That's that outward man, old house. One going to preach on the house one of these days. Been studying on that a lot. Old house. Oh, it's just an old house. And listen, he said, you see these old buildings go by sometime. My friend, you look at them, somebody lived there at one time. That was some woman's palace. That was some mother fixed her food for the children. But after a while, that old house, brother, it began to decay. That's where we are.
Yes.
This old house, it's a Billy, Brother Billy Jones used to say, this old tent's a-folding. I mean, listen, it's a folding up. But one of the glorious days is going to get a brand new one. Amen. There ain't no condemnation in God's people. Who is he that condemned? I've heard folks say so-and-so done this, so-and-so done that. I said, who are we to judge? Who is he that condemned? It's Christ that died. Amen. I appreciate that. Ain't no condemnation. None of that, I'm free from my past sins. I like that old song, What Sin Are You Talking About? Let me try to bring it up. Satan, let me show you this. I'm going to preach what God gave me this morning. Let me show you this. Satan likes to bring up our past.
Yep. Right.
Although they've been washed away, Christ don't see that. Our sins, the Bible teaches us, is cast into the sea of forgiveness.
Go ahead, preacher.
Ain't that right? Far ways, the east is from the west. Yeah. You can travel each direction as far as you want to go. Yeah. You'll always go that way.
Right.
But my friend, our sins, it's paid past. It's like that. Listen, they're also behind this back. I've read this Bible through several times. I've never found where you ever turn and look back.
Amen. Thank God. Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank
cast
God.
Our sins behind this back. Glory to God. Ain't no condemnation. Hallelujah to God. My friend, listen, our past sin is forgotten about as far as he's concerned. The blood has washed them away. Thank God. And listen, never to be remembered against us anymore. I say hallelujah to that. Just think about what a mess we was in. But God, for Christ's sake, saved us. Thank God. My friend, has made us free in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Son has made free. He's free indeed. Oh, I'm free today, Brother Josh.
Me too.
Amen. Got liberty in him.
Yes, sir.
What about that?
I can pray as many times as I want to.
Yes.
Amen.
Wherever I want to. I'm getting old. You may wonder why I don't go to the altar. I'll tell you why I'm preaching. When I bow down like that anymore, I get real swimmy-headed. And I get up and about fall. God's not looking on position this body.
Right.
I wished I could. I did for years.
Yeah, preacher.
But I'll tell you what, we just have to do what we have to.
Yeah.
God understands.
Amen.
He understands.
Amen.
I love him today simply because he first loved me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ain't no car past sins is gone. Amen. He don't remember that. Oh, listen, we're free from that. You'll never stand in judgment for your past sins.
Yep.
Oh, they've been washed away.
Washed away.
I've got to give account of what I do now. Listen, but I'm glad we have a mediator. Listen, there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He's up there as a great high priest. Lived many times I get down to pray. I really don't know what to pray for. Don't even know how to pray. After a while, the Holy Ghost just steps in. Say, Father, I know what he's trying to say. He says it for me. Pray about things I've never thought about. I say, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Well, he don't make you act stupid.
Right. Amen, preacher.
Right. Yep. That's right.
He'll get you down the floor walking around.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Set you up on a seat, make you sitting up, take notice.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're free from our past sins.
Yep.
What I done before I got saved, I wish I'd go back and redo a lot of things.
I'll preach it.
I do.
Yeah.
But I'm free from it.
Amen.
This whole outward man will carry that around.
My God.
Preacher, I'm feeling good this morning.
Good.
Amen. I thought about that man in the tombs.
Yeah.
When he came out there, the Bible said he would cut himself with stones.
Yes.
Now, let me say something. I was studying on this the other day. Cut himself with stones. Now, Christ, he forgave that man.
Sure he did.
I want you to remember one thing. But he died with those scars in his body.
That's right. You're right.
He didn't take the scars away.
Good preaching.
He died, but he died in the Lord. That's the reason why we're going to shed off this old robe of flesh. It's got too many scars.
Hey.
Hallelujah to God. Whoa, he made us free.
Yes.
Jesus told him, I know you're Abraham's seed. And said, if you were the seed of Abraham, said, if you were children of Abraham, you knew the works of Abraham.
Right.
They didn't like him too well.
No.
Whoa, he come to get them out. None of that mess he's in.
Yes,
well, I'm glad I'm not in the law. Listen, another thing I'm free from the great tribulation.
Hey, you better believe it. Thank God.
Amen. I got thinking on this. Oh, hey, some of my good preaching brothers, some of the best.
Go ahead.
They think we're going to be here. Why, I said, these folk can't live right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to go to the association meetings. It's all right if I preach a while.
Fine God.
He said, if I used to go to the association meetings, I belong to the church. I didn't want. And they said, you know, had great big numbers, you know. I had church membership of 30, had 300. So my boy, they had 30 come to church.
Right.
Something wrong somewhere.
Right.
They believe he's going to go through the great tribulation.
Right.
I thought, well, if you can't get that other.
You ain't going to make it there.
If you can't get that other 170 to come, how in the world are you going to do it through the great tribulation?
Right.
They can't go where. Oh, Jeremiah said, if you run with the footmen and they worried thee, why, how can you contend with the horses?
Right.
If the land wherein you dwell is the land of peace, what are you going to do is swell in the Jordan?
Right.
I mean, you're in a bad shape.
Right.
My friend, let me say this. You can't live right the best time to be here. How in the world could you make it in the great tribulation? I'm glad we're going to be out of here. They got home with the Lord. I say, glory to God.
Right.
You get at me, you go home, pray for me, okay?
Ah, oh, thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm glad he's made us free from things.
Yep.
We ain't going through that great tribulation.
No, sir.
Amen.
Thank God.
He won't get us.
I'll
dare tell you. We'll be out of here.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Oh, makes one shout every once in a while.
Amen.
Thank God just to know that I don't have to go through that.
Yeah, preacher.
Whoa.
Man.
Can't live right now. Folk can't go to church now. How could you do it?
You can't. They won't.
Well, try to bring my water, would you? I might preach a little while longer.
Yeah. Amen. Find God, preacher.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Let me say this. I studied yesterday all day. Most of the day. Up real early this morning, went at it again. Lord said, I want you to preach this.
Yeah, brother.
Lord, they may not like it. Who cares whether they like it or not?
Right.
If you're saved, you do.
Yeah.
We're free.
Yeah.
We're free.
Yes.
From the great tribulation.
Thank God.
Oh, you'll say, God, I'm glad. I'm glad I'm saved. Yeah. Another thing, we're free from the white throne judgment.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some of my better preaching brethren,
thank God.
They think that we're all going to be there. You know what David said? What in Psalm chapter 1? He said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight's in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season.
Yes,
his leaves also shall not wither.
Yep.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Notice this, he said, but the ungodly are not so.
Right.
So they're like the chaff that wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous.
That's right.
Let me say this. They ain't going to be there. There's two different judgments. There's different judgments in the Bible. Listen, my friend, we're not going to the white throne judgment. Now listen, there's no such a thing. I'm going to say this, don't you get mad at me. There's no such a thing as general resurrection and a general judgment. There's just no such thing. The Bible does not bear it out. My friend, he said, the dead live not until after the the 1,000 years reign. Yeah. Thank God, then they're going to get up. They ain't going to get up together. No, sir. The righteous going to get up first. Yeah. Then the dead get up after the 1,000 years. Yeah. And listen, if they're not saved, they're going to the white throne judgment of God. Yeah. They ain't going to be ashamed in there that day.
That's right.
Hallelujah, you're God. Right. We're free from that. Only the condemned is going to be there.
That's right.
It's going to be the last judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Good.
I'm going to be a judge. Christ will be the judge.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be some folks there that's the condemned. There are going to be some witnesses against them.
Yep. Yep.
Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, preacher.
Going to witness against them. And there's going to be a verdict. Mm-hmm. Guilty.
That's it.
Guilty. Guilty. We're going to the judgment seat of Christ.
Thank God.
Ain't that right?
Yes.
I believe I'm preaching right.
Oh, yes.
We're going to judge the seat of Christ to receive a reward. I'm liking this. Amen. I'm glad I ain't going to the white throne judgment. I had one preacher kind of go upset me over me one time on that. He thought we was all going to be there. Well, you can if you want to, but I don't want to be there.
All right.
Amen. Another thing we're free from, I'm going to close. We're free from the lake of fire.
Amen.
I like that song the kids sang. I'm not going there.
Right.
We're free from it. Whom the Son's made free, He's free indeed.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. If He's made you free. Now, joining church won't make you free. Go to the water hole, it won't make you free.
Right.
Shining a car, turning over a new leaf won't make you free. Oh, but if He makes you free, who is he that condemneth?
Right.
Oh, I'm glad I'm his. He ain't going to look at Brother Kevin. There's no other preacher, no anybody, church member, say, oh, how about that fella?
Right.
He ain't going to say to me, how about Kevin?
Right.
He knows all about it. He said, I've got my record.
Yeah, brother.
Well, I feel like running.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God whom the Son's made free. He's free indeed. I ain't going to the lake of fire. I like that song Brother Ronnie Terry sings. Other folks does too. There ain't nobody sing like him.
Right. Lord help you.
Only fire ever feel burning in my soul.
Amen.
Amen. I feel him this morning.
Oh, yes.
Let me say this. If you're here and you're lost without God, you're closer to hell than you think you are.
Oh, you're right, preacher. That's right.
You just have to say, preacher, I'm young. I've got a lot of time. I've said this. I've been in, I think, about 90 funerals. And I've preached funerals 10 minutes old to 103, all in between. That tells me death has no respect.
Right.
Death has got no respect.
Right.
Young folks that thought had plenty of time. I took a good friend of mine. He's 80-something years old. He didn't like driving traffic anymore. I took him to the doctor. They examined him, come back out. Boy, he's smiling from ear to ear. He said, the doctor said everything was good. He said, I'm in good shape. 2 weeks from that day, I preached his funeral.
Oh, brother.
That tells me we don't know when we're leaving. We don't know when we're checking out. Well, we're going to check out. You may be closer to death than you think you are. It could be around the next curve. It could be over the next hill. You better be getting in while you've got time. Hey, I'd hate to go to hell. Pastor said it Wednesday night. I'd hate to go to hell from Fentress County, Scott County, Morgan County, Knox County. Although I know preachers in them places. God has called some great men. I hate to die and go to hell from Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Brother Harold Slavin spent 36, 37 years of his life right here.
Yep.
Gave him the, He gave the best part of his life right here at this church.
Yes, brother.
For this church.
Yes, sir. Thank God.
Places he could have went, things he could have done and enjoyed it, but he spent his time right here. Whoa. Judgment seat of Christ. God's going to pay him.
Yes.
You pay off him, old brother Billy Mitchell.
Yes, preacher.
These preachers will pay off on these.
Yes, days. Brother.
Hallelujah, God.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, one of these days I'll get to see them again. Preach with them.
Amen.
Some old preaching brothers I preached with over the years.
Yes,
they're gone.
Brother.
I've got the list of every one of them that I preached with. Sometimes I look at that list and this one's gone and that one's gone. The other day I heard about another one slipped on. The Lord, someday we'll meet again.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
All because the Lord has made me free.
Hey.
Made me free. I preach what the Lord gave me this morning. You pray for me and my wife. We're getting some years on us. We're close home. I appreciate my wife. I'm going to say this.
Yeah,
Mother's Day coming up. But I appreciate my wife. She's always stuck with me all that through these years. Over there at the hospital that night, when I got there, she didn't know nothing that night, but the next day, she said, the Lord been good to us. Lord been good to us. He has. He's been good to us. He's been good to you.
Yeah.
He's been good to Amazing Grace.
Oh,
I'm going to say this and we'll close, preacher. This church has been going on 48 years, I believe. You've never had a split.
Right.
You've never had a fight that I know of.
Go ahead.
God's been good to you.
Oh, yeah.
Been some good folks. Let's keep it that way.
Hey, yeah.
47 years and only two pastors. Most of these churches run through pastors like crazy. They've had at least 10.
Right.
We've only had two. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That's speaking something. I appreciate this church.
Hey.
I appreciate my pastor. He's good to me. He's good to all us young preachers. You didn't get that. Come on, preacher.